Today's shiur is being sponsored by Yosef Asino, Zeche Nishmas, Shrag of Fivo, then Motche Israel Ovar Shalom. The sponsor of the shiur, please call or text Mr. Nachman Bogan at 312-641-307 for more information. Okay. Last week we started Alochas Ikra and Tafo. I just want to go to Kitzur over what we said last week. Because today, this week it's going to be a continuation. We said in the Paiskim Zimavua to go through the Gemara's Shainim and Shechonach and Achreinim. There are three types of Ikra and Tafels. One is a case where it's a Tafel Gamri, an absolute Tafel. And we'll explain this in a minute. The second type of Tafel, if it's Malafis, that means it enhances what you want to eat. Just you eat this together to enhance the ikka. And the third type is called is the tarubas, which mix together different types of brachas, the eitz, adama, shahakal, they mix together. What bracha do you make? You make two brachas, or if you go basarayv, that's what we talk about. And that's what we spoke about a little bit last week. The first case, an absolute tafel gamma, in the case we mentioned, Marshall, salt, really salty fish, it can hurt your throat, so you want to eat something along with it to take away the shumi mazik your throat, or something like hot chili, or hot barbecue. So you have to eat other things with it, like bread, or mezainis, or something else, to take away the charifas. You don't make a bracha on the bread, or the mezainis, anything together with it. Why? Because you're eating this, because since it's absolute tofu, you're eating only tamvata the chavifis. So it's a tofu legami. And even bread, you know, when you eat bread with it, you don't have to wash even tils yadayim. It becomes such an absolute tofu that you don't even make it tils yadayim. Same thing also, Mishbu speaks out, let's say you have schnapps, you have yain sarf, and it's a very, for certain people, it's very strong for them. So you have some bread or mezainis to invite the charifas. And so it's nichlan blach v'shayna that you made on davachav. And therefore you don't make a bracha when you eat schnapps. If you have bread just to take away the charifas, you don't make a bracha on the bread. And you don't even wash tils yadayim. Same thing also, you have sometimes these nuts, it's very salty, the nuts. It's coated very much with salt. And you get very thirsty when you eat it. So same thing also, if I want to take a drink along with it to take away the saltiness because it's too strong for you, and also you do not make a shahako on the drink, you only make if it's a different type of nut. Certain nuts are eight, certain nuts are adama. And then and this drink comes a tuffle to it. And that's the gabi bracha v'shayna. And the gabi bracha achrayna, since it's a tuffle, so it's butter, you don't even make a bracha achrayna. You know, if you had the bread, you don't even make your own bench, or your mezainis, you don't make a hamichya. The Ramesh is mechadish even more. He says that if you eat parches mekashir of the davar tafo, you can starve the tafo to the shir of the ikka, and you make a bracha achrayna. Whatever bracha achrayna, it's a bracha fashis. Let's say you have dog maluch, so it's a bracha fashis. So in the bracha achrayna, the bread you eat along with it and starve to the fish, and maybe you make a bracha bar nefashis. I saw Rabbi Yashiv in Brachas on page Tav Pei Aleph. He says even more than that. Let's say you got full from the bread, and really you make a chiyuv b'samazon. Still, you don't make, which is chiyuv min haTorah. Still, after pikein, the yom and the bachavon is on ikka, is on the fish, on the dog maloch, or the hot chili, or the nut, whatever it is, saying a hot barbecue. The din is, it comes a tafel gama. So maybe if you fill, but you fill only because you ate the dog maloch, then the din is, it comes a tafel gami, and you don't even bench. Even though you're fully, so it's a chiddush galal. You chai b'chazamaz material normally, but in this case, it comes a complete tafel. The Mishnah Berurah says, is all talking only talking, if mamish, it's a tafel mamish. He only having the piece of bread only because of the dog meloach. And if it won't be for that, if it won't be eat the dog meloach, you wouldn't eat the bread at all. And the other type of mezayis, you wouldn't eat the mezayis at all. Mitzaratzmai. You're only eating all day to mevata the chalifis. That's when it comes a complete tafel. Even though you like it, but you know. One second. We'll get, what's that? What's happened? I'm going to mention something in a second. Last week. Right. This is the Chazor of last week. Right.
If you get full from the
bread. One second. That's also last week, probably. Well, give me a chance. Give me a chance. Okay? Let me finish this off, then you'll ask the question, okay? Right. even if you eat the tafel, even after the chavif, it doesn't have to be dafki if you eat dog meloach. Doesn't have to be the same time you have dog meloach. Even if you eat it after the chavif, it's also you don't make a bracha. However, if you eat the tafel first, before you eat the chavif, it's partial, you have to make the proper bracha for it. Like Mishbu speaks out at the end of Siman Reishit Beis. However, the Magen Avraham and the Mishbu we mentioned last week brings down from Shalach Kadosh. That me, he said to Lashon, me yochel ahavchem v'mamish tafel. How can maybe it can't be mafka 100%? It's mamish a tafel. Maybe he's eating also tafel only to get himself full food. He likes very salty fish, but he's eating as a meal, so he wants to fill himself from other things. Maybe he's doing it also, but also. So Mela, he speaks to Magavah Mishabur, quotes a Shalach Kaddish that says a person should be mechaven. That he's eating also to fill himself also. So maybe you should make a bracha on the tafel, which is pas and mezonos. And it comes out, if I make a pas, I don't even make a bracha on dog meloach, because it comes to the meal. Once I make a maitzi, I wash it just die, and make a maitzi, so dog meloach comes to chedek in the meal, and you only make a bracha on that. If it's mezonos, then you make pas mezonos, and you make a shakel. But here, therefore, you should push it, since hati mafka, if you're eating it to fill yourself on that, so in Mela, a person should have a mind that he's eating also because he wants to fill himself for a meal also. That's what a person should do. Now, you still have a question?
We understand that if you get full on the it's a benefit profile, so you don't make you don't bench on bread. But let's say you eat little pieces, for example, little garlic, and it's strong, and you have more bread. Take away the heat and you get full. So you're not full from the garlic, you're full from the
bench. Doesn't make a difference. Well, Yasha says it still comes it's a tafel gama. You don't make a bracha on it. Even if you get yourself full from it. Even if you have enough bread to bench on it, doesn't make a difference. You're eating only this bread only because of the garlic. If not, you were not eating bread.
And you got full from it.
And you got full from it.
Not
yeah.
From the ikur.
Right. Correct. That's the chiddush. Yes. Yeah.
You were going to eat herring. Let's say you didn't, but you ate the herring, but you took the cracker because you couldn't eat the herring by itself.
We're talking about the dog meloach means it's not because you're having, you're only eating the cracker because it's tough, because it's a chavifis. If you have regular herring that they serve in shul over here,
but you know, you eat the cracker.
That doesn't matter. That's enhancing. That's something else.
Okay,
that's not. I'm talking about, it has to be something like dog meloach. That's what we said. Real salty fish that you can't eat alone. It's mazik your throat.
So mamish has to be something you cannot eat by itself.
Right. The Rosh Hashanah is strong, barbecued, and so on. You have to have something together with it. That's
but
what we're talking about.
Something salty. But it's not so salty that you can't
then eat. That's enhancer. That's the second case. That's the next case.
And then?
Then, we'll see. It's a mezonos. We'll see. We'll talk about it. All
right?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
If a coin was eating...
A coin? A
coin's eating this dog meloach.
Yeah.
And he grabs truma bread to wash down. Didn't he have to wash?
If he's doing only... What do you mean? It's us to teach truma. It's his. So it's it. No problem.
Did he have to wash?
No, he won't have to wash. If he's eating only specific, only because of... Because of dog meloach, then it comes to tafel.
Really
that's
eating
it.
Truma derides and his hands are...
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
Doesn't make a difference. The tafel gama. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're talking about dog meloach, which is a tafel gama. Now we're talking about a little bit less than that, which is malafis. It's only an enhancer. The tafel is malafis. Is malafis enhancing the food you're eating? So again, let's say for instance, you're eating crackers or you're having rice cakes. You're eating crackers or rice cakes. So you want to put on some peanut butter or jam or cream cheese on it. So the only thing you're doing is to enhance the cracker. You want to eat the cracker. So you're doing it to enhance the cracker. It gives a taste to the cracker. It gives a better taste to the cracker. But it's all enhancing the cracker. Then that's siddurei tofel. You don't make a bracha. And even more than that. Let's say, for instance, you have cheese blintzes. Or you have potato blintzes. There's a chashivus of cheese inside. If you have just some jam on it, you just smear the top layer. But hey, it's more than that. It's mamish. There's a certain amount of cheese in there. A certain amount of potatoes in the blintzer. Well, let's say you have another case, applesauce with latkes. Apple latkes. So it's so that you want the blintzes, and blintzes fills you up. But you want to have a certain taste to it. So you want, this time you have cheese, next week you'll have, your wife will serve you potato blintzes, whatever it is. So then in such a case, it's enhancing the blintzer. So therefore you only make one bracha, you make mezenis, you don't make two brachas on it. Same thing, latkes with applesauce. Yeah, you have applesauce, and you have latkes, and sometimes you don't want to eat it alone. You use the applesauce to enhance the latke. So if it says to enhance the latke, then in such a case, then you only make a bracha on the potatoes and on the applesauce, which if normally you make shahakal or eitan, depends, we'll talk about that eventually in the shir. So in such a case, you make only adama on the latke. But Emerson, everything, all these things are totally mentioned last year from the Mogav Ram, that everything is totally in each person, how he wants to eat it. So by him, let's say for instance, by the latkes and applesauce, he wants the, if both are chavav by him, and chashav by him, and so he's not serving as an enhancer, then you make two brachas then. So Meru mentioned sushi. He mentioned last week sushi. Each person is different. Some people eat the sushi because of the fish. So the rice is coming enhancing the fish. So then you make a shahakal. If someone cares so much for fish, he doesn't care for the fish. By him, he likes the whole matzis of it. He eats it, but it's not because of the fish. Then you go but the rice. And then you only make a mezainis, because most is rice, most is mezainis. So you make a mezainis and burn the fashes.
Question?
Yes.
Did Rav mean to say something about the cheese blintzes? Rav said something that there's a certain amount or a big amount of.
I said even though in cheese blintzes, it's not like just smearing like a cracker jam. It's a little more than that.
Despite that, it's a tough one.
Despite that, tough right? Yes, yes. But that's what I'm saying. Yes.
What about the other way? If you have a lot of huge amount of cheese, would that be different?
It depends if you're eating. It all depends what you cover on it. Like I said, tov das adam. Tov das adam.
If I want cheese,
what?
I want to eat some cheese.
Yeah.
But I like to have little crackers with my cheese.
Yeah.
It becomes a shekel on the cracker?
Depends. If you put a nice amount, we'll talk about that. That's part of the shir.
That's
today's shir. We'll get to that soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Huh? What? They take the, eat it separately? They don't bite together. I mean, they leave it that over. Then I'm chayyim. You should make two brachas then. Because it's not tarubis, it's not mixed. Okay. Yeah. You don't want to cook it. Yeah, but hand me a dog. Hand me a dog doesn't come in tuffle. Okay. All right. The Shatin speaks out, we mentioned last week. The Shatin speaks out that the chilek, between if it's a tuffle, gum, absolute tuffle, or it's just an enhancer. Because if it's an absolute tuffle, even if you eat the tuffle afterwards, you don't make a bracha. But if it's an enhancer, then only if you eat it together. But if you finish the ikka and you have the tafel left over, then you have to make a bracha then. And we mentioned from the achrayim that let's say you have latkes and applesauce. And you finished off the latkes, you have a little bit of applesauce left over. If it's a small amount, even though since it's a tafel, since there's no chashivas to it, then you can finish it and you don't have to make a bracha on the applesauce. However, only if you have a small amount. If you have a large amount of applesauce, even because of the applesauce, then you have to make bracha on the applesauce. And we mentioned But let's say if you're eating latkes, you're not using the applesauce as an enhancer for latke. You like it, tastes good together. You like the latkes, you like the applesauce. Then, of course, you would make two brachas then, since you are, you machshir both of them. It's not, you're not using it as an enhancer.
Question?
Let me finish. However, if a person has mezainis, someone he has, let's say, crackers, even though it's enhancing something else, Marshall, let's say you, like we mentioned, let's say you put croutons into a salad. You put a couple of croutons in the salad. So on the croutons you make a mezainis, and on the salad you make a adama. And sometimes you make only one bracha, some like a cheese Danish. Since it's wrapped around by the mezainis, it's wrapped around with the dough and so on, and you make it together. So then you only make one bracha, you make shahako. And in place where there's no mezainis. Excuse me, no mezainis, right, yeah.
Okay.
However, as you make mezainis, you don't make bracha on the cheese. You just make mezainis. And in place where there's no mezainis, the marshal, you cook together, we mentioned, let's say you cook, you cut pieces of meat or chicken, small pieces, and you mix it with peppers. And you make it, you cook it together. So, Tali, what's malafis which? If it's malafis the basa, then you make a shakel. The pepper's there, it's malafis the basa, you make a shakel. And if it's malafis the pepper, if the meat's there, it's malafis the peppers, then you make a adama on the peppers. And if you machshir shneihem, then you make, you go basa right then.
Question, please.
Yes. Yeah. Chom, okay, that's, I'm going to Chom a minute, okay? Huh? So I'll take care of you this week, okay? Huh? If there's bigger pieces, that's the next piece. We'll talk about when the bigger pieces. We're talking about the small. I said that the small pieces. Small pieces. Okay?
Question?
Well, something
before
in the
day
you said something is very salty, you're only eating it because it's salt.
Not eating because
it's
salt. It's salt.
You have to eat it.
Right, yeah, right, yeah.
Now we're saying that even though you're not eating it to count of X, but if the eager is what you're eating it because...
It's a lesser magic, it's an enhancer. Huh?
So why do we have to come on to say that it's so salty?
Because it has to be... One has to be b'shat achila, one's afterwards. And sometimes you make two brachas and you make one bracha.
If you would have the thing of crackers with herring,
yeah.
You're only eating the cracker because to get the herring up,
yeah.
You wouldn't make a bracha on the cracker.
No, you eat a cracker because you want to fill yourself with crack also, no?
No, you're eating it only to get the herring.
That's how many dogs start to make a bracha. Since it's not absolute, like by dog maloch, you can hurt your throat. Your throat can start hurting you since it's a masicule. So you have to have it. Here you don't have to have it. You can eat the one without the other. It's not. So it's only an enhanced. It might be a shadow enhancing. Sometimes you make one bracha, two brachas. Okay?
So that's why, if it's going to be mazikyu, then you never make another.
You never make a bracha. You never make, right. Come to Tafel Gama.
But we don't have it, you don't make.
What?
But if it's an enhancer, it's not going to be mazikyu, then you wouldn't make it.
Then you would make it, yes. Then there are cases you make it, sometimes you won't make it, which were like we mentioned.
And our fish nowadays, we don't have that.
Well, I don't know, is such a dog maluch out there?
You
said anything dog maluch out there, real strong hairy that you have to have something with it?
Yeah, Russian stuff.
Huh?
Yeah, Russian stuff. Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very strong, very... All right.
Question?
Yes.
If someone is eating latkes with applesauce,
yeah.
And there's a significant amount of applesauce left over after he ate the latkes,
then you should make a bracha on it.
But he's not interested in eating it, but he's too lazy to put a bag, malpashtas. But he's just eating it.
So he has to eat. He has to make a bracha. He has a significant amount of how did you make a bracha on it?
Eating it because it was part of the mixture. And
so what? But now it's anyway, since it's only enhancer,
right.
So it's a small amount, we say that comes to tafel, but it's a large amount, definitely. Then you have to make a bracha on it. Yes?
How do you determine if it's small pieces? You say it's small pieces.
We'll get to that. We'll mention last week if this comes in one spoonful or not. We'll talk about it in a minute. What you should do is, if he has that problem, he should make a bracha on it before he eats the latkes, so maybe he covers himself. That's what he should do. All right. Now I'll talk about the third case, where it's a taruvis. It's not malafis, It's not an enhancer. It's not an ikka. It's not an absolute ikka. I mean, absolute tofel. Now talk about taruvas. You have a mixture. If there's a taruvas of two foods together, two brachas. So when you make two brachas, when you make one bracha, the Mishabura speaks out. If, for instance, if it's mezaynes, Moshe, say you have a pie, you have a blueberry pie. So you make a bracha on the heimini dagan. You make it heimini dagan. So zichah, you make mezaynes. But the filling, since the filling is a tafel to it, an adrabba. If you make a bracha on the filling also, it's a bracha atala. And if it's not from heimini dagan, Moshe has small pieces of meat. It's more together with potato. You mix together. You make meat together, or it's mixed together with rice. Then, if they're both choshev by him, then snacks to the malafis, then you make a bro, then you go, it's a tarubis, and you go basarive. But if only one is choshev, then it comes, it's like an enhancer, and you make a bracha only on the ikka. Rabbi Yashi writes, we mentioned this last week, he says, not totally inexpensive. Meat is a lot more expensive than rice. 10 times more, probably. It's not totally new. Depending what's it's telling each person, what's by him or chashev right now. It's not totally if it's expensive type of food or not, mixed together with non-expensive food.
Oh, right now, not normally.
Right. Right now when he's eating it. Right now when he's eating it. Today, most probably when a person eats together, let's say you have together, meat together, mixed together with potatoes, probably both of them chashev by him, so maybe make a brach on the rive if there's no haymini dug in there. And if he's, that's only talking with mixed together, rice mixed together with meat or chicken. Let's say, for instance, your wife cooks chicken separately and rice separately, and she puts it on the plate. The rice is in the one part of the plate, the chicken on the other part of the plate, then first you make two brachas. We're only talking when it's mixed, you cook it together and you mix it together. But let's say if they're separated from each other, then you certainly make two brachas.
Even if it's served together, it has to be cooked together.
Huh? Then you should separate them. I tell people to separate it. In other words, if a person wants to run into, if you're afraid of one bracha, two brachas, best thing to separate them, and then there's not a tarus anymore. Each one makes their own bracha. Now, when it's talk about rive, did you go about the rive? Do you need rive hanika or not? We hold, first of all, we hold that it has to be, when you say rive, let's say you have apples and oranges. They're both eights. They're called that nichlal and rife. If you have a adama, say you have cantaloupe or watermelon mixed together, it depends. What's rife? On Paris, it depends what's rife. On adama, it's the same brachas, I'm all mitzvah to rife. And if you suffer what's called rife, so what you should do is either add more of eights in there to make the eights arrive, or you be mayit the other one that's not a mayit the other one to make sure it's now a meat now.
Is it suffer? Can you make an adama?
Safik, you make a hadama, and it's a right. You make a hadama, and if it's mixed together with shakal, you make a shakal. We mentioned that last week also. All right. We hold. Let me just finish one last piece. We hold that even if it's not nika, but if the chatichas katanis, you go basarive, and the chatichas katanis is what's called chatichas katanis. If when let's say I take a spoonful, and in the spoonful I have an eighth hadama. We have a shakal and mezaina, you know, and rice together, the same spoonful. That would be what you call that. Would see that nigoba survive. But if it's a big pieces, each eat usually pieces separately. Then the din is you make a bracha on each one. Let's say you make a fruit salad, your own homemade fruit salad. So normally you cut the world in that small pieces and a little bigger than usual. And when you eat it, you don't take a bunch in one spoon. You take pieces in the spoon. So then, in such a case, it would be an accident of taruvas, and each one has its own bracha. So therefore, cholent. We mentioned last week, cholent. Cholent, let's say normally Shabbos cholent, you have to also, on Shabbos during the week, it's part of the meal. But let's say you have cholent for Sunday, leftover cholent, leftover from Shabbos, so it depends how you make it. If there are big pieces, let's say you have potatoes in there, pieces of meat, large pieces of meat in there, and you have barley in there, so then, then the thing is, you have also beans in there. So then you make three brachas. You make mezaynus on the barley, you make hadama on the beans and the potatoes, and you make shahak on the meat. But let's say if the chti, you cut the meat into small pieces, and potatoes are real small pieces, and so on, and you have also barley, which is small to start off with, so everything comes tafel to mezainas, since they all mix together, and you make only mezainas. If a person wants to, what he could do, he can separate all parts. If he wants to make three brachas, on Shabbos is a part of a mitzi. You make a mitzi.
Kiddush.
Oh, by kiddush. Okay, by kiddush. Okay, by kiddush. The person wants to make three brachas is a suffix. If the gedolos and not gedolos and so on, what you do is separate each one from each other and then eat it then. And you make three. They can make three brachas. Especially in suffix, if it's ketanim gedolim, it's better to separate them. Or another way to do is to make it no more tarubis. You know, it's take each one out and be mechavan to part the tarubis. Now, someone asked me, right, Shabbos is butter. It's butter, l'chaya. You have chol mixed, you separate it. If you can eat it right away, the bi'alacha says there's no butter. Butter is only if l'achas man. But if you eat it, you're separating it out to eat what you want right now. You know, let's say you have peanuts and nuts mixed together. You have peanuts and nuts, a bunch of nuts mixed together. Or let's say you have peas and carrots. They're mixed together. You don't like, you like the peas and the carrots. You don't eat together, so you separate them and put them in different plates, and then eat it then. Then there's no separate. It's only for Achaz Ma, if I do later on, Prima Gordon says. Now, if you eat it right away, what?
There's no
Masolas.
You want them all.
Right. So only Achaz Ma would be also. But if you want them both right now, it's both for Alta, then it's okay then.
But if it's not a
Terubis,
you don't have a problem.
Huh?
I
said they're mixed together. I said they're chunks. You have mixed together potatoes with beans and but if you separate each one in a plate, then eat them, then you make three brachas then. I want to.
Why are you separating it?
You like to eat it separate. if you have a reason for it, some people like to eat it together.
So what if you have a child that two of them are mixed, two parts are mixed together and it's not large pieces? And let's say you have potatoes that are big pieces.
So one piece. So one child.
The barley and the beans, let's say, are very small.
Yeah.
So can I make a broth on, let's say, on the barley and not the beans, but the potatoes are bigger?
No, that's all one book thing. And then you make two brachas then. That makes sense. I have time to eat the beans separately also. Make two brachas then. Okay, that's the chazara, which I thought will take 5 minutes. Okay.
Rove goes by volume or weight?
What?
Rove goes by volume or weight?
Volume.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. It's good sometimes to be confused. At least you know you have a shayla. You can ask that.
Rove says you have meat and peppers and stir fry. Being that the meat
small pieces.
Small pieces.
Depends. It depends. What's enhancing each other?
The reason you're eating the stir fry is because of the meat.
So then it's the
dental. Now you have a chunk. You have meat, beans, and barley.
Yeah.
If it was a part of a chunk, you wouldn't touch it. The whole reason you're eating the chunk is for not only pieces of meat, be it big or small, it doesn't make a difference. The whole reason you're eating the chunk is because of the pieces of meat and the taste that the meat gives everything else. So why don't you make a shahako on the whole chunk?
I mean, you have barley there. You have no barley there?
But you're not eating, you don't want the barley.
Hey, mini dogan, you forgot. Hey, mini dogan never becomes a tuffle.
And beans?
Huh?
Beans,
it could be. You go baseroid and so on. But now...
But why rove? You're not eating it because of the rove. You're eating because of the taste of the meat.
That doesn't make sense. It's enhancing the whole food together.
So what's the difference between the stir fry?
That's the idea of a challenge. Why don't you just make meat alone? What are you having beans and barley for?
Oh, because the beans are enhanced.
Huh?
It enhances.
But the hay, meat, duggins are never tougher. It's never a tougher. Hay, meat, and duggins doesn't make a difference. It's never a tougher.
Huh?
Once it's mixed together, once you make a bracha on one, the other you make an all three. That's it. Okay. Doesn't make a difference. Next piece. All right. This is new stuff. All right. There are certain times when you have too many eichlim, which are two separate brachas, and you can eat separate, but you want to eat it together now. Sometimes you make one bracha, sometimes you make two brachas. What's the case? The Mechaber says in Kuf Samaches, then the Sifches, this is the Lashon Mechaber. Al Oitzer Mekikim Dakim Shenoitzer Mekachas. These thin crackers that you put on a jam. Heim Tfeilim, the crackers are tougher. Remember, even Heim Yidavim, it comes to tougher then. The Gabi Mekachas. Al Bechas HaMekachas Patasa. And when you eat the jam, you make a shaka on the jam, and you don't make a bracha on the cracker. So that says the Mishavua. In Sifkot Memhei, you're not miskaven to eat the cracker. Your only reason you have this cracker here is a very thin, because you don't want to get your hands dirty. That's the only reason why you have the cracker. If not, you eat the jam by itself. You can't eat jam by itself. So you have it together, you eat it with the cracker. So Mela, the cracker is siddur, is a tafel, you don't make a bracha. However, says the Mishavua, he says, the Mbina Seno, the Rikikim today are good, they taste good, they're sugary, you don't just stand like a piece of paper, it has a good taste to the crackers today, so the halacha is the opposite. So Mbina Seno, Rikikim are time and ba'atzbam to eat, so Mela, the cracker is siddur ikka, and faket, the jam is siddur tafel. You make only mezainis, and you don't make a bracha on the jam. However, the Mishavua is ma'asef, he says, it's partially on talking, that it's talking, bishas, afia, you bake it together. But let's say, you bake the mezainis alone, and afterwards, you put on it, jam on it, then it's not, then the jam doesn't come a tafel then, because the kavan is for both of them. And it's only going, and it's not coming to the office of mezainis. Then you make a bracha only on the right. However, today, if you ask anyone today, it's a little different than the Mishavua says. Today, if you have jam on a cracker, normally it's the office of mezainis, and you only make one bracha. That's what the price can speak out. So it comes out like this. Let's say you bake a pie. You have mezainis. And the Mishavua speaks out. And Sif cutting them gimel, let's say you make a pie. You bake a pie. And you put inside tavlin inside. Let's say you put apple in there, blueberries in there. Even though you put it there, you bake the crust, and then afterwards you put in a little bit of the, you put in the apples in there at the end of the baking, still it's considered like you bake it together. It's natural kach, it's made like that. And that's the way you're baking. In fact, I was told by Mel Freeman, that in the bakery, at least the Talmud bakery, what they do is they bake the pie, they put in the apples afterwards, and afterwards they cover it with some type of dough, and they bake it together, so it's all nasal kach, so therefore the filling is considered a tafel, and therefore Mishavua says that you only make one bracha, make mezainis. And Saint Vice says, and speaks out the Sefer Zaisa Bracha, on page 92. However, let's say you bake mezainis, or you have crackers, and you put on the crackers apples on it, pieces of apple, or any other type of fruit on it. So Mela, you put a davar choshev, not just some jam on the cracker. You're putting a davar choshev on it. Or let's say you have a cracker, and you make fried eggs. You bake fried eggs, and you put it on top of the cracker, some fried eggs on it. Or let's say you take tuna fish. You take tuna fish, you put on it. So then, let's say you make him a mezainis sandwich with other foods and so on. We're talking in case you're not kavei suda, so we're not going into now for a mighty or not. In case you make mezainis, then in such a case you make two brachas. Since you machshir both of them, you're putting the eggs on the, you make a sandwich out of the cracker and so on. So it's both a choshev, you make two brachas. You make a mezainis, you make a shah, snaksiv tarubis, since one on top of the other. Same thing also, if let's say you mix together cottage cheese with fruit. Some people like cottage cheese. Mixing our fruit, that's for them, a breakfast, a lunch, a supper, something like that. So it depends. If the pre are big pieces, then certainly you make a bracha on the apples and a bracha on the cottage cheese. If he cuts the pre, the fruit, into small pieces, and one comes to mlafis, the other one, so if the ik is the pre, then if ik is the fruit, and you're using cottage cheese, giving hands to the fruit, then you make only bracha eggs. If it's the opposite way around, the food is there to enhance the cottage cheese, then you make a shahako alone. You make a bracha on the cottage cheese, and the food comes a tafel to it. And if they're both are choshev to you, and the tarubis in the small pieces, then you make your gobas arrive. And it's telling each person. How is it using to enhancing? It's machishwan. It's telling each person, like I mentioned from Mong Avram. The same thing would be, I'm going to give some more examples. Same thing, let me just one more example. Let me just finish the shtickle then I'll. Then, ice cream sandwich. So, you have an ice cream, what's ice cream sandwich? You have ice cream in the middle, and then you have, biscuits or crackers that are on both sides of the ask yourself, the wafers, the chocolate wafers. So you want to, or biscuits, whatever it is. So since it's sit a big piece by itself, there's not sit a taruas, each one has a chashis by itself, then it's partially you make an ice cream sandwich, you make two brachas. And the sefer says a bracha, and page 91 speaks out, koadim ice cream cake. Let's say ice cream cake, that ice cream, you make a layer of ice cream, and you make a layer of cake and so on. And then sometimes you roll it together. So since you're machshav both of it, he speaks out, you should make then two brachas then. But let's say, if the ice cream, you have a thin amount of ice cream, there's not a huge amount of it, and it's malafis to mezainis, then you only make one bracha, you make only mezainis. Like it says, Mishabura, like it was mentioned, kufsa meches by the blueberry cake and so on. Kufsa meches, and sifka mehei, and same thing, speaks out of Shlomo Zalman in Sefer Zayis HaBracha. A few people call me up. There's some type of dessert that they say it's a vanilla ice cream, and in it there are pieces of cookie dough.
Yeah.
Cookie dough. So if you're only for dessert, even for dessert, you don't make a bracha at all. A Shabbos dessert, you watch a mitzi, then you don't make any bracha. Because an ice cream, we said in Moshe Holds, you don't make a bracha. It's like water. The cake, you don't make a bracha because you need doesn't have the three tanoim. But let's say eat it for a snack during the week, or eat it for Shabbos, eat Shabbos not during the meal. So then, in such a case, you would probably have to make two brachas on the ice cream. Because there, it seems to me, at least they tell me, that the cookies in there is not the rive. There's some cookies in there. The rive is the ice cream. Is that correct? So that I would say you should make two brachas. You make mezainis, because hemian dog never comes a tafel. And you make a shahaka, because there's a chashivus amount of ice cream. So it's no different than an ice cream sandwich. And also the ice cream cake, that you have a chashivus amount, a lot of ice cream there, that you, then you make two brachas then.
Even though they're on
bay. Huh?
On bay.
Right.
Cookie dough.
It's raw.
Well, you
can't have
cookies.
I was told it's cookies.
Mezainis cookies. No? You can't like Oreo ice cream. Oreo ice cream is like Oreo cookies inside.
So you might have to make a shock then.
So then
you go with the right. Then comes a tuffle. Maybe comes a you go with the right then. If that's the case.
Cookie dough ice cream is unbaked.
Unbaked. Then I think you don't make a bracha at all, because it comes a tuffle to the ice cream, and you don't make, if it's during the meal, you don't make a bracha. And if you eat it not during the meal, you make shahako. So it's the same bracha of the ice cream then.
No, but if you want it for the cookie dough, then the ice cream is tuffled for that. No.
People want the ice cream. Don't kid yourself. All right. Let me just finish one more thing.
There's two types.
What?
Two types. You make one's cookie dough, one's cookie ice cream.
Oh, yeah, okay. If it has real cookies, like that's one halacha. If it has cookie dough, then it's a different halacha. If it has real cookies, then the thing is during the week you make a mezainis, and you take out first the mezainis, and then you make a shakal. And if you eat it if it's a cookie dough, then if you eat it during the week, you make a shakal. Only one bracha, you go bust a rife. And then besides, cookie dough you make anyway shakal only, so it doesn't make a difference. All right. The Mechaba, let me just finish one more thing, and I'll take your question, okay? Yeah. This is only the beginning. Let's get the chocolate raisins, the chocolate, we'll talk about it in a minute, okay? The Mechaba in Sefer Zayis HaBracha says, Amen, when it comes to ice cream, it depends on ice cream, depends on Tzuris and Mezainis. If there's a lot of ice cream there, then Mestav, you make two brachas. It's only a thin amount of ice cream, and there's a lot of cake there, then probably you make only one bracha there, which is very mistava. What about an ice cream cone? What is an ice cream cone? So, you have on top, you have the ice cream, and you have the cone that holds the ice cream. Now, more used to be, I don't think this generation remembers it, but maybe they do. Used to be ice cream cone was taste lousy, it was just to hold the ice cream. But today... What?
They still make it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Today, the sugar cones, they taste good.
Right.
Sometimes they even taste better than ice cream, okay? So the question is, what bracha do you make on it? Do you make mezainis? Do you make a shachal? Do you make two brachas? And the shaila is, if maybe the cones come to mouth for the ice cream or not. It's partial today. The ice cream cone, it has a good taste, it's a sugary taste, and so on. You have to make them two brachas. Because you don't bake it together. It's no different than the ice cream sandwich. So you make the each one has its own chashivas, you make a bracha. Just better, what he should do when he has an ice cream cone, so he should break off a little piece of the cone and make a benzinus on it, because that's kedim and brachas. Kedim and brachas, benzinus comes before shahakal. Therefore, he should take a little piece of the benzinus, make a benzinus, then eat the ice cream, and then we get down to the cone, we'll finish the cone then.
That's only if you want it first. If you want to eat the ice cream first.
Huh?
If you want to eat ice cream first, there's no din kedima.
Well, you need it anyway right now.
But afterwards, I want to eat it first.
No, you should make the benzinus first. It's only if you eat it later, but if you eat it. What? Yeah, but you can spare. But you can get to it beforehand. You could get to it. Yeah. All right. What? Who said that's be practical? We'll have the same. I guarantee we have the same oil hazard. At the end of the day, you have the same oil hazard.
Yeah, but then you got to pay for the cleaners because the ice cream falls.
You take a little piece off. I don't say take the bottom where it's leaking out. It's not. Yeah, see, you don't need ice cream. You'll see.
Not
take
say that.
All right. All right. Okay, Ian, what?
What's with an Oreo cookie?
Who?
Oreo cookie, no chocolate on the side. It's a sandwich cookie. A little cookie.
Sandwich cookie has a son. It seems to me it makes only mezainis, because the thing, the cream inside is to enhance the cookie. It would seem to me. It's not that much a chashivas. It would seem to me, what? Oh, so someone mentioned that before. If I take it apart, eat it separately, then you make two brachas. But if I eat it together, then you make one bracha. But if I take.
One of the biggest dilemmas in the world is what's the ikkar on Oreo, the inside or the outside. They have many websites dedicated to
this. But it's mini dogan, doesn't make a difference.
It's a big debate. You know?
What's the debate? It's an no debate. You ask a child, what's the main meal, part of the meal? It's the dessert. So all of a sudden, you're not going to make a bracha anymore.
But a child's the only one who eats the Oreos.
Huh?
Oreos are best in kids' food.
He takes issue to it. yeah.
What about potato
knishes? Potato knishes, pashtus, you should make them as zainus. Because we make them as zainus only.
That's how it's made.
Yeah.
All
right.
Question?
Yes.
Okay, when the Rav quoted the Machabra with Merkabas, the Rav translated it as jam. And I was about to argue, but I kept quiet.
I looked up.
Then the Rav made a chilas between jam
Merkakas,
and Merkakas.
I looked up. Merkakas
is cooked fruit.
Merkakas, and I looked in the Jastro. What's Merkakas? He says jam. I trusted him.
Years of the Anger said was cooked fruit.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I'm just saying what.
Made a fruit between fruit and jam.
I said, no, I didn't cook fruit. I said a piece of apple or orange.
Right.
I'm not talking about cooked then. I was talking about cooked.
And if it's cooked, then what's the.
Maybe, it might be the same halacha. Okay. All right.
He asked the guy before about banana cream pie.
What's banana cream pie? You have a piece of banana in there? What? The same thing would be chocolate pie. They make the pie, then they put the chocolate inside, they put the cream on top, and so on. I tell people only to make mezainis because it's chaymi and dog, according to Mishneh Berurah, you should make only mezainis. If I kid, you should not make two brachas. But there are some paiskim that hold you make two brachas. There are paiskim that make two brachas. I think we spoke about it this year. All right.
Should we even attempt the question of cheesecake?
Huh? We spoke about it already. All right.
All right.
We mentioned now the halacha. You have chasichas, ketanis that are mixed together, like cholent. If you eat together one spoonful and you eat mezainis and adama shakal together, since all the chatichas are small pieces, you make only mezainis. Since everything's tofu to mezainis. But let's say it's big pieces, so we mentioned you make three brachas then. Right, now.
What's the shear of small and big? I mean,
huh?
You cut potato in four pieces.
So I'm trying to get to them. So what is shear of small or big? If let's say you take a spoonful, and then the spoonful comes all three together. And the chatichah of Shlomi Zalman says, the chatichah should have all three pieces. When you take the spoon, when you make only mezainis, you should have in the first spoon that you're biting and eating it, should have all three in it. That's what Shlomo Zalman says.
And should you recognize the McDonald's?
Huh?
What is so melted there?
You have to. If you know it's mezain, even though it's melted, you know it's mezain there, it doesn't make a difference.
So ice cream, you're taking all in one bite. Ice cream, when you have cookies mixed into it, you're taking it all in one spoonful, or one bite. Why is it different than one spoonful?
No, because you eat also, it's made most of the time to eat separate. Mm-hmm. Here, you made it to make it together. Let's say, for instance, you have fruits. Let's say, if you have big pieces of fruits mixed together, then we said you make two brachas, since each one you eat separately. But let's say if you eat the small pieces, and you go bus arrive. So it comes out, let's say you have fruit cocktail. Right, fruit cocktail. You buy a can of fruit cocktail, they're all small pieces. And you take a spoonful, and you get only eight, so you get adama together. But since the rive is her eight, on fruit cocktail you make her eight. And the meat of the adama is a tuffle, it's bottle berive. It's bottle berive. You go bust it arrive. So let's say fruit cocktail. If anyone eats fruit cocktail, most of it's eight, and the meat is the adama. But also you have grapes inside there. Grapes. You have grapes inside the fruit cocktail, no? Comes grapes in there. There's some grapes in there. Let's say you have a kezayis of the grapes. You have to make a bracha bechas ben shalosh. You ever think about it? You eat fruit cocktail? So no, you make a bite of foshes. You go bust it right. What about the grapes? You had grapes and also you had the chteichis pass, you had a shear. You have to make a alech, you have bechas ben shalosh. And into tzolayma, yeah, make a bechad ben shalosh. Maybe then you don't make a bite of foshes on the eighth. Why? Because al mechaber says in Simon Reish Ches Sifu Gimel that you make al eighth. A potter says, say I have together a grape where I had enough grapes, and then I had the apples together. When I make al eighth, a potter says all the eighths, the apples also. That's before Shem mechaber in Reish Ches Sifu Gimel. So mela, I would when I say brach, I don't say on that. If I have a kezayis of adama, I have to make burnt foshes because of that. But the eighth part, you don't have that. Goes into the bechas ben shalosh. And even more to mevar. Maybe when I eat fruit cocktail, since the raisin is from the shiva minim, the design minim, so it's nikadima. So maybe when I start eating fruit cocktail, I should go dig out and find a grape and eat the grape first and make the eighth on the grape because zayin minim comes first. So, you have to think about it. Fruit cocktail. Simple fruit cocktail. You see, you have problems with that also. The answer is, I found in the Pisca Halacha, in Perek Zion, verse 11, he talks about this. He says, since the grape is from the Zion Minim, but it's not Hemini Dogon. So, Mela, the grapes become Tafel, it comes Bota Tara Peris. And when you make a Baruch Achreina, you don't, if you have a Kazai, it doesn't make a difference. Once it comes the Tafel to the Red of Peris, then the din is, you don't make a bechas ben shalosh. And he says even further, since it's batel shaperes, there's not even din kedima. I don't have to eat the grape first. Once it comes tafel, so maybe you don't look at the grape anymore, it's tafel to the peres, and you keep it start eating from the other peres first. And Sandy speaks out, the sefer, I looked around and saw, and Shari Bracha Perek Tezvav, beginning at Sivka Chavdal, says it also. And he says also, same thing will come out by salad with vegetables. You have salads with vegetables. And sometimes you have vegetables, you make a vegetable salad, and you cut inside zeisim. You cut, take a zeis, and you cut into pieces. You make a salad. And you have, that's an eighth. But you have salad, which is zeisim is also from Minshiva, but since you go bust the rive, there's no cheshivas to the zeisim, so it's not hemi dagan. So in Mela, you can make a bracha on the salad first, and this comes to tough, you don't make an eighth on the zeis. Because you go bust a rife.
What? With the grapes. We basically are ignoring the grapes.
Right, ignoring, yes. That's what I tell people. If someone would ask me, I'll tell that halacha.
The fact that the barrier doesn't make a difference.
Huh?
The fact that the barrier doesn't make a difference.
First of all, usually it's not, it doesn't make a difference. If it's a barrier, it doesn't make a difference. But usually a grape, it breaks open.
The green grapes don't.
Greens don't break open?
No. What about the fact that the grapes are cooked? Does that take away from Zayin Minim?
We all, the Moshe held. Raisins next to the berya. Raisins, what is raisins? Grapes. You let it dry out. He says, since it loses its juice inside, it's no more berya. That's what Moshe said. I know I'm saying it all saying. That's just said about pear.
Not berya or not zayin minim?
No, zayin minim, but it's not a berya anymore.
Okay, so
So cooking doesn't lose. The fact that you cook it doesn't
cook
lose.
Cook, if it doesn't juice come out of him, you cook it?
It was still Zaymini, you're saying. It's not buried.
It's still Zaymini.
It's still Zaymini, yes. Still Zaymini. Raise it, still Zaymini, yeah.
If you raise it, I don't make a brook after it. I'm not gonna.
If you have a kzayas of raisins, less you have to make a lace.
Less than a kzayas.
Huh? If you have less kzayas, you don't.
Right.
What do you mean
a
muffin?
Raisin muffin.
What is a muffin? It's from Zaymus?
Yes.
So it's a tuffle to it.
Even though it's a full of raisins.
Doesn't make a difference, tuffle. All right, now we'll talk about chocolate covered nuts, chocolate covered raisin. What bracha do you make? Shako. Do you make eight on it? Or maybe make two brachas on it? And if also if the raisin is the ikka, if it's not tuffle to the chocolate, so the raisin, you would have to make, you have enough raisins, you would have to make a bichs and shalos if you had kzayis mir keteichis pras. So, what bracha do you make on it? Shako. Or eight or adama, it's a chocolate covered nut, it's adama. Or do you make two brachas? What do you do? What's your famous answer? Not I am, some of them. Okay. So it's totally what we said until now. If the chocolate is coming to Malathus raisin, you want to make it the raisin. Does she like the chocolate to enhance the raisin or the nut? Then you have to make only eights. An adama and chocolate to the tuffle. But let's say it's the other way around. The raisin or the nuts has come to Malaf as the chocolate. So the ikka is the chocolate, and if you only make shahako, and the raisin or the nut is sitting the tuffle to the chocolate. But let's say, if you want both, you want to, it's not to enhance one the other, but you want, you like the chocolate, you like the raisin or the nut. So if you want both of them, so one comes to Malaf as the other one, so what bracha do you make? It's a machloikis paiskim. That's a machloikis paiskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman printed in Sefer the same bracha, page 417, says you go by the rav. Everything like we learned to now, you go by the rav. If rav is chocolate, then you make shako. If rav is eitz or adama, you make eitz or adama. If efshit to mevar, then you make only shako. You don't know it's a suffix, so you go by the one that's cuddle everything, so you make a shako. That's what the Shlomo Zalman says. However, Rav Moshe, in the Chuvin Igus Moshe, in the Chaim Chele Gimel, in Simon Lam and Aleph, he says differently. He says, you make two brachas. On chocolate covered nut, cover raisin, you make two brachas. Because both are ikrim. And it's Tayyib HaTchila to run to Noshayla, bestie to make an eitz or adama, and it's something else. And you're having to pater the eitz or the adama that's in the chocolate. And after you make a shahak on the chocolate. But let's say you have nothing else, no eitz or adama, you have only this around. Let's say you're in a car. You're not home, you're in a car. You're eating it. So what, if you have another tree around, then what you do is you should make, Chiddush, he says, you should make a shahak first. Since eitz or adama are covered. So you don't have to, it's covered. So you can't make a bracha on it in the beginning. And so you make a bracha on the chocolate, and you have him the kavana not to pat the eitz adama, and after you make the eitz or the adama. It's the sefer Makaya Bracha. He's the Rosh Bez in Manchester. He has a sefer called Makaya Bracha. He brings down Rav Moshe, and he asks the Chaya Moshe's Tamua. It's Tamua, yes. That Makaya in Simon Reshid Bez, and Yusuf Kalav Mishbura says that the Taruah is the two minim. Even though both are ikka, you go by the rive. So why do you make two brachas? Why does the Moshe say you make two brachas? The Bible Tzachin. So the Sefer Sein Bracha, page 418, says that Teretz Pashit. The Mishnah is talking, when it's a Tash Echad, that's maybe Taruah is a Beit Minim, together. Then it's not shaykh to make, both brachas. Then you go by the rive. But if you have two machon nefrodim, they're not baked together, they're not cooked together. Like my ice cream sandwich. Then, pshita, you make two brachas then. You don't go up a sarev then. But here also, when you put the chalk on the raisin, it's a complete raisin already. It's not cooked together. You just put on some liquid chalk on it and then it hardens. So you pour some chocolate on it. So maybe it's like two dominion of them and shaykh to make two brachas. The sarev in Makar bracha, ask another kasha. He asks a second kasha on Ramosha. He says, L'chor Moshe saying Keneged, it's not Mishnebu, it's Mog Avram. Mishnebu says, in Simen Reish, Dal, Sifkot, and Aleph, Shkedim. Those are almonds. Almonds that are mechupa with sugar. You have almond, and you coat it with sugar. So the din is, the Mishnebu says over there, called Mog Avram, Ad Achreinim, you make a bracha only on the almond, you make an eighth on the almond, and the sugar is only a top to give a taste to the almond. So it says, why do you make, so why does he say, so what's the difference in the almond? The chocolate covered, sugar covered, what's the difference? Why do you make two bracha? What's the difference in the case of Mishnebura? So on this, the same bracha gives another test portion. He says, there's a chilek gadol. That sugar that covers the shkedim, the portion, no one eats the sugar by itself, no one eats sugar by itself. So it's only coming to, it's only coming to enhance the shkedim. So maybe you make it's a tofel and it's bottled to shkedim. You only make eight on the almond. But over here, people eat chocolate by itself also. It's not come to mash the other one. Each one is sitting ikka by him. Since each one is ikka by him, so they may make two brachas. A lot of times, eat chocolate raisins. Some people eat because he wants both. He's mash both of them. So maybe make two brachas. So it comes out according to this: if you mash shneim, if you eat kazayis of raisins, then you would have to make since you make an eighth on the raisin. So if you eat enough raisins, you would have to make a birchas main shalosh.
Honey
is a tough one. It's always too much.
Honey covered nuts.
I would say it's like chocolate. It's like the
chocolate or sugar.
It's like the sugar. It's like the sugar. Like the sugar. Because people don't eat honey by itself. What about another case? What about if you buy yourself a can of mixed nuts? So it depends how much you pay for the can. If you have, it's a more expensive can, then the rabba, cashews, are the good nuts. The cheaper type can, then the rabba is peanuts. Peanuts you make adama. And other nuts, all of us besides peanuts, you make eights. There's a way to remember. Why do you make eights and eights? I was told by somebody. Why is peanut adama? Then it's a peas. It says a pea over there. Peas you make always adama. So make peanuts, you always make adama. Any other type of nut, you make grapes. That's the halacha. Right? So when do you have mixed nuts? So the question is, you go about the right or not over here? So the Sefer Shari Bracha says, in Perek Tezvav, Sifka and Chavtez, he says, if you have shkedim with peanuts, even though they're mixed together, you make two brachas. Because most people, when they eat it, they only mix together. Eat separate. You take each one out. You take out the peanuts separate. You take out the cashews or the almonds separate. You take out separately. Since you eat it separately, it's a chiddush to me. But the Maisi says you make a bracha on each one. You make an eight. And you make a adama.
Why would it be a chiddush?
Huh?
Why would it be a chiddush? Each one is in a separate way. You're not eating.
But no, he says chiddush. Since you take it out separately, that's why you have each one. If you eat it together. They are mixed together. It's in the same can.
Yeah, but they're not mixed together like you're mixing chocolate and chocolate chips.
Huh?
It's not sugar.
Well, we have fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make only gobas and rice. Why is it different fruit cocktail?
If you have one grape with a whole bunch of
No, you have adamas there. You have what do you call it? You have pineapples in there. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, so easy. We eat it one by one. That's why you make these other. If you eat together, if someone will eat nuts, with peanuts, and you go bust it right then. But since the derech is to eat it separately, and people do it separately.
Yeah, but if you have a fruit cup, it's also going for a fruit cup. Somebody has a fruit cup with a whole bunch of different fruits in it. It's not, you take one out, with a spoon or whatever it is.
It depends. If you eat each one separately, then you make a different bracha. It's a chatziches gedailus. What? Another case. Let's say. All right, let me just finish off this whole thing. Another few minutes. All right. The Sefer, Shari Bracha, Perek, as well as Sivigim, brings down yogurt. Yogurt, let's say, yogurt is milchiks. But you have yogurts, not just plain. You have blueberries, you have strawberry. You have on the bottom of it, some people mix it together and so on. But you have other thing, you have fruits mixed inside. What bracha do you make on yogurt? It's mixed together. So it depends what we said till now. It's Tony Kavana. If you can run it because of the milk, and you want the fruits enhanced, to melafis the yogurt, then you make shakal. If you kavanah for fruit and using the milk part to enhance the fruit, then you make our eight on it, only eggs. If you kavanah for both of them, then you go past the rive. And the meat comes bottle to the rive. And pashtis, and if you don't know what's the rive, sometimes in the yogurt, depends. The yogurt, you don't know which is, if you don't know what's the rive, then you always make shakal then. You always know? Okay. Another halacha. Let's say the Sefer Shai Bracha in Perek Tezvav, then the Sifkat and Chafei brings down for a binyan shalom like this. Let's say you have a mixture of eitz and adama. So we said you go bust a rive. The rive is eitz. You make eitz. The rive is adama. Then adama comes tough with it. What would be then if the rive is eitz, but now he was maisif in the plate, he ate an adama, and the rive adama came. I added new fruit to it. And now the rive is adama. What do you do then? So he says, the chayav pashis, you have to make adama now. Even though it just made eitz, it wasn't a rive, but now later comes, you add more to it, it comes now rive. Then the adama comes rive, then you have to make a bracha on the adama. One more halacha. Let's say the shai bracha brings down in Perek Tezvav, then the sifkat nigimah. Let's say someone is a chayla or a zakein. It's hard for him to chew. The sick person, it's hard for him to chew, or he's an old man, it's hard for him to chew, and he has to drink something to help him swallow down what he chews. So then you don't make a bracha on the water you use to help you swallow. But the best thing to do is to drink a little bit of water before he starts eating the food, so maybe he doesn't have a shayla. But let's say if he's mischaven when he started chewing, he had the mind he's going to drink also the water anyway, no matter if he could just swallow or not swallow it. So without the eating, what he's eating, so mez poshit, you make a bracha on the water in the shas when he's chewing the oichel. Okay, end of the shir. The next shir will be on juices and fruits, we know that.